Hello and welcome to Press TV's Tab 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Greek ambassador over the recent European Parliament's resolution against Tehran. The foreign ministry conveyed Iran's strong protest to the Greek ambassador, whose country holds the rotating presidency of the European Union. Tehran describes as unacceptable and unrealistic the European parliamentary resolution, which accuses it of human rights violations. Earlier, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that Iran will not allow any parliamentary delegation from the European Union to visit the country over the resolution. Zarif also said Tehran has credible information that the resolution was issued under pressure from pro-Israeli lobbies in Europe. And he said that those lobbies are angry at the constructive talks between Iran and the P5 plus one and are bent on derailing the Geneva deal. Well, we're joined right here in the studio with our newsroom director, Mr. Hamid Reza Imadi. Mr. Imadi, let's look at this situation now. We have out of Europe basically coming and saying that there is a problem once again with Iran's human rights situation. Why do you think, as far as the timing, we know that Iran right now is in the middle of negotiating with the P5 plus one. Why all of a sudden that they're bringing up a human rights issue?
Well, from the beginning of these nuclear negotiations, a lot of experts were saying that when the nuclear file comes to a close, and then the human rights file will open. Exactly the same thing is happening. Now we are saying that while Iran and the P5 plus one, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, and plus Germany, while they are in talks over the country's nuclear program, now you are saying that the European Union is bringing up issues like human rights. It's not known, it's not clear why the European Union is focusing so clearly on Iran right now, while you see a lot of European Union countries, like France in particular, involved in military adventures in Africa, killing a lot of civilians. And inside France, it is creating problems for minorities. The Roma minority is suffering. You can see in the UK the riots that took place, the unrest that took place, the police clashes with protesters. A lot of people got injured, a lot of people got arrested, and you see what the UK did in Iraq and Afghanistan, killing a lot of civilians there. So the European Union is not focusing on these issues that is happening within the European Union. The European Union is not focusing on what is happening in countries where the United States has military involvement, killing a lot of civilians, and what Israel is doing to Palestinians. And more importantly, the European Union is not focusing on what Saudi Arabia is doing to its population, women in particular in Saudi Arabia. For instance, they can own a car, but they can't drive it. If they drive it, they'll get arrested. In Qatar, in United Arab Emirates, elections are not being held. In Saudi Arabia, people are not allowed to go to the ballot boxes. The European Union is focusing on Iran because perhaps it is seeing an end to the nuclear file and it wants to open another one, and that is human rights.
Well, speaking of human rights, you yourself actually, according to the Europeans, are considered a human rights violator. Do you think that the use of that phrase is becoming very easy for the Europeans to use at will because of political goals, or how do you see it?
Well, my case is very interesting. I talked to Michael Mann, the chief spokesperson for EU foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, and I asked him, what evidence do you have against me? And he said, we definitely have evidence. I said, okay, send me some hard evidence. I want to know what I've done. So they never sent me anything. They just convicted me of something that I've never done. They accused me, they convicted me without even giving me the opportunity to defend myself. It shows to me as a journalist that when I myself, as a living example of this human rights thing, that a lot of human rights violations that the West is talking about, that the West says that are happening in Iran, are not really documented. You know, they're just when people, the opposition groups who are anti-Iran, and they mostly live in the European Union. When they say something, they bring up something without documentation, the European Union automatically accepts them just because they perceive Iran as a human, as a country that is violating human rights. Having said that, Iran does not have the best record in terms of human rights, that I should say as a journalist, but a lot of countries, including European Union countries, including the United States and Israel, these are far more, they have far more, far worse record in terms of human rights, and it's not clear why the European Union is not going after them, and it's going after Iran so persistently.
All right, thank you so much for being with us in studio right here in Tehran. Newsroom Director, Mr. Hamid Reza Emadi.